This is Candace Stevenson with Star News, and I'm sitting here with Katie Ewell, one of two candidates for the position of SSC Charities Convener. And I'm just here to talk to her this morning about a few simple questions. I want to get to know her campaign and her stance a little better and see what she's got planned for the next year.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, I'm Katie.
So Katie, first things first, why did you decide to run, and what prior experience do you have that you feel will put you in a good position for this role?
Well, I decided to run for Charities Convener because I've been involved for a couple of years. I've always been aware of the Charities campaign, and more this year than any other, I've kind of got to understand how it all works. I really feel like I could do a good job in leading it. KLC's done a brilliant job this year, and the campaign is restructuring, so with all the campaign restructuring, they've put in a big strategy in place, and next year is about seeing that go through, and I feel like I've been involved in a lot of the kind of discussions over that, and I'm keen to kind of push it through and make any adjustments that are needed so the campaign is more effective and can support all the charitable subcommittees that need its support. In terms of experience, this year I've sat on the exec committee as a cloakroom coordinator, which is not the most glamorous position, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Shows that I've had to be organised, I don't mind doing a bit of grafting, carrying around rails and hangers and stuff, dealing with drunken people at the end of events. And it also means I get a chance to work with a lot of different people, all the different officers. Everyone usually volunteers to do at least one cloakroom, especially at the big events. So I've got to meet a lot of people in charities and hear what they kind of think about the campaign, what the good parts, what they think can be improved, any suggestions they have. So I feel like I've got a good understanding of the people that are involved and just the kind of general feeling about the people involved in the campaign and how they feel about the charity's campaign. Other experience, I've been on the Year 600 committee this year as well, which is a subcommittee of the charity's campaign. We obviously are here to celebrate the 600th anniversary. Students run events for the students, by the students, and that's been really fun, and particularly I've been events coordinator. So it's kind of meeting all lots of different people from different societies and then coming with like kind of creative ideas and just making them happen, which obviously involves a lot of organising, kind of initiative. And I've really enjoyed that. And it's such a special year for the university, so it's been really enjoyable celebrating that and being like kind of a central part of it.
Next question. If you're elected, what would be your aims while in office? And you mentioned the restructuring of the charities campaign, so I imagine would a lot of it just be sort of seeing that through into continuation, or...?
Definitely in part. I mean, that's definitely going to be a big part of it. They've put in so much work this year trying to see... Obviously, they don't really know how it's going to work out until it actually gets implemented, but that is definitely also going to be a big part. But I think the other kind of half of what I'd hope to do is just get more people involved in the campaign. People know about it, but don't quite understand it, like... I was talking to my friend the other day and he was asking me like what Rag Week is, and I was like, really? You didn't know? I mean, I'm like, obviously it's different for me because I've been involved in it, but it's just getting more people involved and kind of understanding how they can get involved in it as well. It's not obviously really, like, kind of race 2 is really popular and that brings in people from all over the place, all kind of adventurous. Yeah, just getting more people involved. Everyone knows who Rory is. Like, I think particularly with Rag Week, how the union's going to be under a lot of kind of... It's going to be a bit of a mess, I think, by that time next year. And I think that's a key chance for us to kind of get more societies involved, kind of come to us with events that they want to put on and raise money for charity. Kind of like a similar vibe to like On the Rocks, how people come to them and put on like shows and different exhibitions and stuff. I think Rag Week is a really big opportunity for us to get different, like a wider range of the student population involved.
And then quickly, why should people vote for you? Can you distill it down for us a little bit?
I think I'm quite approachable. I think that is important in the role. I'm organised. I'm fairly enthusiastic. I have a lot of good ideas and I'm like determined to see them through. Like, I'm really going to put a lot of effort into the role if I am elected. Why should they vote for me? They like my name, the You'll Never Look Back. I think that's a pretty good campaign line,
it's
if I'm honest.
Snappy, like. Certainly. Yeah. Okay, then moving on to the more quote-unquote hard-hitting questions. You said online and as well just now that you'd like to get more students involved, but like you said, people don't really know where they could fit in.
Yeah, I think
how would you go about getting people to understand that, understand how it works?
I guess that's more, I think you can send out as many emails as you like and like, putting out like kind of publicity and like the student like newspapers and like Star and stuff. I think that's only going to go as like so far. I think more just getting down and talking to people, like different societies and like sports clubs and stuff, and just kind of chatting to them and seeing, because I feel like there's definitely something they probably want to get involved with as well. Like, charity is a big part of a lot of kind of groups in St Andrews, so I think it's more just having that kind of discussion of like, come on, and discussing what we can do for each other. I think will be key to getting more people involved.
And then lastly, you have stressed the importance of raising awareness of third sector jobs, which is charity employment, so career opportunities and internships. Where do you feel the Career Centre has failed in this? How would you go about remedying that? Do you want to tap into people who already know they want to work there, or do you think that a lot of people don't understand that it is available, that there are jobs like that?
I think it's a combination of both, and the people that know that that's what they already want to do, and people that don't necessarily realise that there are careers in that sector. I mean, like, particularly for people like myself, I've for the first 2 years of university, I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do. So I think it's just kind of offering up another option to, like, the standard stuff that you see a lot of, like, kind of finance and, like, mm-hmm. big kind of, like, huge organisations offering out all these kind of internships. I don't think it's not necessarily the Career Centre failed. It's just kind of building that up, building some kind of awareness. And I mean, that will take just kind of chatting to the Career Centre and seeing how they kind of operate. But I don't think it would be, it's not definitely not an impossible thing to kind of set up some kind of channel between us and the Career Centre, so that if people come to the charities campaign and that is something they're looking to get involved in, or that we can tell them that there are opportunities in that, and then I suppose the Career Centre, the kind of vice versa, them telling them about kind of job opportunities, internships, and then directing them to us for kind of experience, kind of that sort of thing. That's how in my mind I'd envision it working. But I mean, that takes discussions with the Career Centre. But as I say, I don't think it's impossible.
Right.
And I think it's definitely a sector that could be pushed up.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. And yeah, a big topic this campaign season, and every campaign season, has been employability.
Yeah.
So it makes sense, you know, that you should add in more opportunities and get people to realize that there's more out there than just, you know, KPMG or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so is there anything else? Any last remarks you want to make?
I definitely think the campaign should work more with other universities. I think that, I mean, it can't do any bad, really. I don't think you can really learn from other universities. And there's, like, annual Rag Week conferences I don't think we've ever really attended. And I think it's definitely just trying to build up a kind of relationship with other universities and, like, communities and stuff would be helpful. So that's definitely something I also push for if elected.